Well, if there's one thing that I absolutely love to see, it's artisan handiwork, and there's really an abundance of that around Saskatoon, and even better when it's condensed into a show. And of course, I'm talking about the annual wood show coming up in Saskatoon. Now, I'm talking to Ken and Mark with the Saskatchewan Woodworkers Guild. First of all, gentlemen, thank you for popping in to say hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We have the wood show coming up, so this is coming up very soon, towards the end of May and beginning of June. Tell me a bit about the show. When is this, first of all?
The show begins on Saturday, May 27th. It's a gallery-style show, the Innovation Place in the Galleria. This will be our 43rd annual show for the Woodworkers Guild. We have 80 members that display their works. We have some fantastic pieces that are coming to the show, like I was saying. The fellow who's handmade two canoes and a paddleboard, that'll be there, and there'll be turners and all kinds of works of the craft. Mark is with us. He's a turner and a carver, and I'll let him speak.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. So, yeah, I'm a carver, and I brought a couple of pieces here with me. One is a yellow cedar eagle ladle, and so that's hand-carved. That took me, I don't know, about 100 hours or something like that to do. And it's yellow cedar. It's nicely 16 inches long by about 6 inches high, and it's a piece that I worked on a couple of years ago. And also I have a wood turning, a vessel that I turned on my lathe, made out of a spalted birch, and has a lid on it and a finial on top. So, and that's a piece that took me about a week to do. I started with a piece of wood and turned it on my lathe, and that's what came out.
These are incredible. I mean, when you say these took you a week, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it took much longer because you had to develop the skills to get to that point. I got to ask, Mark, how long have you been doing this for?
So I started carving 2003, so about 20 years I've been carving, and I started turning when COVID hit. When COVID hit, I had a lathe in the shop, and I dusted it off, and I started turning, and so I've been turning for about 4 or 5 years now.
I guess if COVID was good for anything, it really encouraged people to get in touch with their creative side, didn't it?
Yeah.
Myself, I've been making sawdust. I say that I've been making sawdust since grade school, so I've never left it. I have my own sawmill. I cut some of my own wood and process it and end up with pieces of furniture.
And even when you make a piece that turns out to be a bit of a mistake, like you said, you're making fine sawdust.
I'm making sawdust, and there's nothing more joyful than being in the shop, and it's our place of zen. It's where we go to relax, and woodworkers are a group of people who create art, but we make things with our hands. So.
Well, and really, when you get creative, there's something to be said about that flow state when you just zero in on the task and you kind of lose yourself into it. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is, and you know, days pass by, like the winter went by and I'd never really noticed.
Yeah, really, that's one of the best parts of it. So we have the wood show. It goes from the 27th of May till June 4th at the Galleria on campus at Innovation Boulevard. Like we said, there's going to be pieces on display, but also demonstrations of how these things are made, isn't there?
Yes, there's going to be some carving. There's carvers going to demonstrate their craft. There's turners like Mark. This piece that he's brought and turned is just beautiful. It's spalted birch.
Yeah.
And it's hard to describe it on the radio.
Well, and I mean, it really is. Would you say that this event would be a good place to go? I mean, not only for people that want to appreciate the art, but I'm sure for people that want to get into this as well, people with some enthusiasm.
Yes, there'll be guild members there to answer questions all day long and all week long. And if it's one thing, I really enjoy talking to people who want to get into the craft and develop their skills. It's a commitment that we make in time and tools and space. So
it really is. And all the time that is taken to practice, to make pieces, and then, of course, to improve the craft. So that is the wood show coming up, annual wood show. There's going to be a silent auction at the event. There's going to be door prizes. What does it cost to get in the door?
Admission is free. There is a donation, if you so choose to make a donation to the guild. That's always appreciated.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I'm going to take a picture of these pieces and put these up on our website, too. These are absolutely beautiful pieces. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what we'll see at the Wood Show 2023 as well. We got Ken and Mark again in from the Saskatchewan Woodworkers Guild. You gentlemen, thank you for taking some time out of your day to come talk about this.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.